Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, December 3rd, 2012. I'm Mesa Mayor Scott Smith, and it's always an honor and privilege of me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from Pastor David Land of the New Life Assembly of God. Pastor Land, great to have you back again. And he'll be followed with Vice Mayor Scott Summers leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Gracious God, we are so thankful for the blessings that you bestow upon us all. As we enter into this time that brings us to reflection of the meaning of this Christmas season, may we all remember that it's all about you. And now, Lord, these men and women that stand before me, it is you that raises up governments. It is you who ordains men and women to serve in offices for such a time as they serve. And we ask that you would just bless them and give them wisdom. And may this meeting be crowned with your presence as the issues of our city are discussed. Lord, may we in all things look to you, for without you we are nothing and we can do nothing. And may the light of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, shine forth from this city, that all of its residents may know who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. And thank you, Pastor Land. Pastor Land does a lot of service for our city, especially with the public safety as a chaplain and other things, so thank you. City of Mesa is fortunate to have many people who put a lot of value and pride in their property, and over the last year or so, we've recognized several individuals who have gone the extra mile. Many of these individuals live in more mature areas of our city, where some people have allowed their properties to run down, and others have taking the extra step to beautify and in many times reinvent their properties so that they are shining examples of what can happen when you put a little time, energy, effort, and commitment into making your property and therefore your neighborhood more beautiful. We call these people extraordinary people who own extraordinary properties, and we like to recognize them as examples for others to follow. A few weeks ago, we took the best of the best of these and presented them with Mayor's Awards. Well, tonight we have another round of extraordinary properties that we'd like to introduce to you. And Christine Zelanka, who's the head of our Development and Sustainability Department, will come up and sort of once again explain how this works, because these properties are all nominated by somebody. Many times they're city employees who are going around, and she'll explain to you how this works. So, Christine?
Great. Good evening, council members. This is actually, I think, our fifth quarter that we've recognized the extraordinary properties. We do receive nominations from the community at large, and actually to make a nomination, you can go to our website and nominate a property. And then we also have city staff as they're out and about the city if they recognize a property that's really extraordinary for that particular neighborhood. And I think that's one of the key things, Mayor, as you were speaking of, that these properties really stand out in the area that they are. Tonight we have actually two property owners, both of them residential, that will be recognized by the council. They'll be receiving a certificate, and it will show the picture of their property up here, and they'll also have a sign posted out in their front yard for the next 3 months acknowledging that they were an extraordinary property. Our first recipients tonight are Adrian and Rhonda Gonzalez, if you'd like to come up, who live on South Key Circle in the Silver Key Estates. Come on up. Mr. and Mrs. Gonzalez have owned the property for 25 years, and they only recently began remodeling. They're proud of their home and have done all of the work themselves with the help of family and friends, so that's great. Presenting the award tonight will be Council Member Glover as well as the mayor. Okay, our second awardees tonight are the Lamas family, and if you'll come on up. Don't be shy, come on. Okay. They're very proud of their home where they have lived for about 19 years, correct, yes. Sir? Mr. Lamas came up with the idea to improve the property. They've worked on it together. It took a lot of work, as I understand it, and a lot of love to make it beautiful. And we have a picture of their home up here. And Councilmember Glover and Mayor, if you'd like to help make the presentation. Those are our recipients of tonight's extraordinary properties. I would like to publicly acknowledge the panel. We actually have a panel of our citizens who come together on a quarterly basis to look over all the nominations and make the final award. And I'd just like to acknowledge Linda Flick, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, Kirsten Howe, and Stephanie Wright. They volunteer their time. They really do spend a lot of time talking over the various properties that have been awarded. So I wanted to publicly acknowledge the time that they have spent just volunteering to help us with this effort. And thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Christine, and congratulations to both of these. You could see a lot of times it was some stonework, a lot of landscaping, paint, you know, things that just brighten up a property and make it look clean and nice and very livable, and both were shining examples. Thank you for your work, and thank you for helping to make our community great. We really appreciate it. And once again, these awards will be added to all the other awards, and at the end of the year, we'll once again get the best of the best and to recognize as winners of the Mayor's Award. Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, which tonight will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Pappas Kids Schoolhouse Foundation, one-day charitable event Friday, December 7th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Power and Guadalupe Shell, 6810 East Guadalupe Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Mesa City Fraternal Order of Eagles, Lodge 3469, 1812 West Broadway Road. Item 4A has been continued to the December 10th council meeting. Item 4B, act on renew term contract for 3M Library Systems radio frequency ID tags. Item 4C, act on renew term contract for the procurement card program services for citywide departments. Item 4D, act on change order for the term contract for asphalt materials as requested by the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on renew term contract for reduced pressure backflow prevention assemblies for the Water Resources Department. Item 4F, act on dollar limit increase for the 3-year supply contract for ultraviolet disinfection system parts and supplies for the Water Resources Department. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance acknowledging receipt of the report and recommendations of the Independent Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials and increasing the compensation for the offices of Mayor and City Council. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z12-44, 1725 South Country Club Drive. This is located north of Baseline Road on the east side of Country Club. Modification of existing planned area development overlay and site plan to allow for an expansion of the existing Empire Southwest Industrial Campus. Item 6B, act on ordinance repealing the existing personnel rules applicable to City of Mesa employees and adopting new personnel rules. Item 7A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a development agreement with Bridgestone America's tire operations for the development of the property located north of the northeast corner of Mountain and Pecos Roads. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z12-43, 6533 South Mountain Road, located north of Pecos Road on the east side of Mountain Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for the development of a research and development facility for Bridgestone Americas. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. A couple comments about an item on the consent agenda, item 5A. We had a discussion down in the study session about changing the wording on the description of the ordinance, and Ms. Spinner has informed me that since the ordinance has already been published, that would not be possible at this time. So we'll go ahead and we'll leave that the same. The other thing is that we talked about in the study session, we'll reiterate here, is that because state law, because under our charter, we're the only ones that can impact council salaries, that also creates a de facto conflict for every one of us. Under state law, we therefore have to declare that conflict, but since everyone's affected, state law does allow us to go ahead and conduct that business, but we need to go on the record as with that conflict. Is that accurate, Ms. Spinner?
That's correct, Mayor.
So, speak on behalf of everyone on the council. Anyone who doesn't have a conflict on this? No, okay. So we're on the record. The third thing is just to remind, to reiterate that we are adopting an ordinance that was prepared based on a report from the Independent Commission on Compensation of Elected Officials, which was established last summer as the independent body to make recommendations. And our options on this are either to accept or reject those. Tonight, we are introducing the ordinance only. We are not acting on the report. We are simply introducing the ordinance that goes hand in hand with that report. The final discussion and action on that ordinance and the report will take place next week. Did I forget anything?
No, Mayor.
Okay. All righty. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Is there any request from the public to remove an item, Ms. Crocker?
No request, Mayor.
Okay.
I just have a comment.
Oh, okay. There being none, let's have a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Vice Mayor Summers. Vice Mayor Summers.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment on a different issue. Items 7A and 7B to draw attention to yet a little bit more good news that's coming to Mesa. Bridgestone America is opening a new research and development facility to look at new ways to develop tires, and that's going to be happening in Southeast Mesa. It's going to be a $40 million private investment with a potential for another $35 million. The jobs that are being brought here are high wage. They start at $70,000 a year and up. And this is just tremendous news for our city as we continue to grow. But not only does it impact the city of Mesa, but Bridgestone is also helping bring much-needed farm jobs to Ajo because they'll be operating a farm in the Ajo region. So the jobs that are being created in Mesa, particularly around the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport and the Gateway area, are impacting our entire state, and this is one example of that. I wanted to thank you, Mayor, because I know you and I had several meetings with the Bridgestone folks. Mr. Brady, much appreciation for all the very hard work you've done there, as well as William Jibziniak and Shea Yoakum from our Economic Development Department. Very well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Any other comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is to conduct a public hearing on Minor General Plan Amendment, GP Minor 1201. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak?
Yes, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? Councilmember Higgins.
I would just like to comment on the process that occurred during this general plan amendment and the zoning. It was quite controversial at the beginning, a lot of neighbors not happy, and through the process working with Ralph Pugh and the developer, we had a couple few meetings, we've sat down, and everybody was in agreement, which is wonderful. The neighbors are going to have a great neighborhood moving in next door, and they're happy with the way the process worked, and the process worked. Neighbors got involved, staff got involved, John Wesley in the planning department were very helpful, very informative, worked through lots of issues with everyone. So just a great process with a good end result, and we look forward to another great neighborhood in Northeast Mesa. So that's it.
Great. Thank you, Councilmember. There are no other comments. We'll declare the public hearing closed. And then we have the next three items, which I believe are all connected. So someone who's against it, unless someone is opposes, we will take items 8B, 8C, and 8D as a single motion. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. 8B is GP Minor 1201, 9800 through the 10,000 blocks of East McKellips Road, which is actually in the corner of McKellips Road and Chrisman Road. Item 8C is a resolution approving authorizing city manager to execute a development agreement with U.S. Development Land LLC related to that parcel of land. And item 8D is Z11-28, which is zoning related to that same piece of property, just 40 plus or minus 40 acres. We have a motion by to approve from Councilmember Higgins, and I don't know that we actually, does anyone want to report on this? This is pretty well discussed over there. Councilmember Higgins, do we need a report on this, or we just go ahead with the vote?
I don't know. How do you feel? Do you feel you need a report to add to what I said, or do we want to know what the project is? Or
I think you summed it up pretty well. It's been reported widely in the newspaper and everything.
Yeah, I'm okay, if you're okay.
I'm okay. Okay. We should make Mr. Pugh earn his money, though, I think. But
Mr. If he can do it in under 65 seconds.
No.
Oh,
no?
I think what Mr. I think I see the slashing. That means he's going to cut his bill if we don't have him speak. So the applicant, it'll be on the record, Mr. Pugh has agreed to reduce his bill because he's not having to defend.
Can we give him under 2 minutes? No. We can get minute and a half?
You really want to listen to an attorney?
No comment. Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Higgins and a second by Vice Mayor Summers. Unless there's any, is there any discussion?
Call it.
Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes and no nays, and items 8B, 8C, and 8D are approved. We have one request to speak, unless there's somebody else. Ms. Crocker, this is the only one I have.
That's the only
Lisa Christman? Oh, there is Lisa.
Short meeting.
Mr.
Mayor, council members, my name is Lisa Christman. I have resided at 2854 East Backus in Mesa since 1976. I was born in Mesa in 1957. In 1979, as a mother of three children under the age of three, I started Christman's Baby Boutique. Because of the city's redevelopment plans, the boutique is now in its fourth location, which is 1455 East University in Mesa. What began as a hobby quickly became the means to provide food, clothing, and shelter for my family. Recently, I received a letter from the city of Mesa saying we had to pay sales tax on rental income that has never existed. Because my husband and I own our property on University, I've barely been able to stay in business these last 3 years. Business has been dreadful. The whole economy has. If I was renting, I would have had to close down or be evicted for non-payment of rent. We also have a property where our daughter and her family of seven reside on North Horn. The city's letter informed us that sales tax must be paid on both properties, even though no rental income exists. This is just plain crazy. It's like the federal government saying we have a deficit. Oh, Lisa Christman, you should have made $80,000 last year, so we expect you to pay income on this amount, even though you never made it. Okay? Of course we wish we were making money so we could pay ourselves and pay rent, but we're not. How can you expect sales tax on money that does not exist? Glover, Higgins, Summers, Smith, Kavanaugh, Finter, Richens, Mary Tate, no, Mary Bevel and Mickey Tate, excuse me, are who sent us these letters.
Is that it?
No, I'm going to have my 3 minutes. I'm going to
look
at you
that's
for
fine.
3 minutes.
I would love to respond to you, but since it's item sitting present, we can't. So
well,
the state law doesn't allow us to do that, but love to talk to you afterwards
letter.
About it.
I believe we sent you a letter. I know we sent one to Mickey Tate, and it was addressed to the mayor and council as well, I believe.
And I'll look. I've not seen it, but I'll
well,
look
that was months
see
ago.
Have. Okay.
Yes.
So.
Mayor,
anyway.
I'll be glad to have my office look at it and get back with you and have someone sit down and talk about it. You bring up some good points.
You know, the Christmans have been six generations in Mesa. Virgil Christman was the mayor in 1950. Charles Christman Sr. founded Mesa. I think they would be appalled at the way we have been treated and pushed around by the city. You know, we are not big business. We don't bring a lot of income to Mesa. We never have asked for incentives. We've asked for fair treatment. Thank you.
And Lisa, someone from staff will talk to you and oh, you dropped something. Going out. And also, I'll follow up with you afterwards, okay? When I can, okay? All right. Any other requests to speak? All right. We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Higgins, a second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.